The report documents 6 cases in Wisconsin where guards pepper-sprayed or tasered inmates in segregation cells after they cut themselves with pieces of sharp metal or tried to attempt suicide by overdosing on medication or hanging themselves. But the report also quotes a letter from Waupun Prison Warden William Pollard saying changes have been made in segregation rules to ensure the health and well-being of inmates, including regular visits from medical staff. Former DOC Secretary Rick Ramish now heads the Colorado prison system, where he's making changes in the use of segregation to discipline inmates.
What I had done here was not only reviewing those that were in segregation, but examining why people were put there to begin with and was it really needed. And, of course, a portion of that was removing the mentally ill from administrative segregation.
Ramish decided that in some cases, segregation was making inmates' mental illnesses worse.
In a sense, we were holding people responsible for things that they didn't even really realize what they were doing because of their mental illness, and they were ending up in administrative segregation for very lengthy periods of time, and we put a stop to that practice.
Another former Wisconsin prison director, Walter Dickey, says any changes to the current use of segregation should include incentives for good behavior.
You ought to be in a sort of constant state of letting people earn their way out, and that you ought to be following the sort of philosophy that prison is as punishment, not for punishment, meaning we're not trying to make people suffer while they're there. We're restraining their autonomy and their freedom, and that's what prison is about.
That's a philosophy that the current state prison director, Ed Wall, shares. At a recent meeting of the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, he reassured members of a prison reform group that he's committed to making changes in the use of segregation.
We have some extremely violent people, but if you look outside of the United States to countries like Sweden and others that are where segregation is actually a very focused mental health and programming facility, that's really where I think that we need to head.
But the guards who work in segregation units aren't sure about the proposed changes to the system. Brian Cunningham heads the statewide Correctional Officers Union. He says the reforms are based on advice from people who have never worked as guards and don't understand why officers sometimes have to use force.
All these national experts, put the shirt on, come on down, get your hands dirty, get in the seg, have an inmate swing on you, and try to sit back and tell me, the outside observer, what you think.
Cunningham says it doesn't make sense to try to reform the prison system by only focusing on segregation and ignoring what's going on outside the prison.
Nationally, we want to cut every social program we have on the street. Are we going to make sure that these inmates have the things that they need on the street so that they don't come to prison in the first place? If we're only going to have this conversation about this little slice in the SAG building, it's a waste of time.
Members of a growing prison reform movement in the state are demanding more funds for social programs that keep people out of prison, but they say they'll keep pushing for reform of segregation inside the prison as well. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.